think it started. All right, so welcome to the 2019 edition of the PSWG Calls. Hopefully people can see the antitrust policy notice here. I think everyone's been on the call before. But just as a reminder, we ask that you comply with this or leave the call. Then I can stop my share. So yeah, welcome back everybody. As I put, you know, I'm sort of out of my slumber. So figure out where we're going from here. I think we've all met before, right? I don't think, do we need to do introductions? Don't think so.
I'm not sure if I've met AJ before.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm Mark Wagner. I'm the chair of the committee here. I work at Red Hat, as I may have already mentioned. And I'm also on the technical steering committee at Hyperledger. AJ, you want to do a quick intro of yourself?
So actually I belong, so I have co-founded a company known as DLT Labs, and we are onto Linux Foundation committee as well as an Hyperledger group. And we are trying to explore blockchain technologies, especially on fabric side with various use cases. So as a new year thing, I was just looking into what all calls do happen within the community. And I find this topic as a very interesting one about performance and scalability as such. So I thought, let's see, maybe I can gain certain more insights about how things are conducted and how very underneath the layer fabric or other Hyperledger projects are working. So that's what my intention of, about joining the call is.
Cool. Well, welcome. And I'm sorry, we had a different AJ on before, and I just was making the assumption that it was the same person. So I apologize for that.
Oh, no issues. No, AJ is a very common name here in India. So no problems with that.
Okay. Todd, do you want to go?
Sure. Hi, this is Todd Little. I'm a architect on the Oracle blockchain platform, and I've been part of this working group for, I don't know, year and a half, something like that. And my interest is largely around what kinds of optimizations and enhancements we can make primarily to Fabric to scale better. So that's it for me.
Cool. Mr. Simpson.
Hello, the most common name in this group, Mark Simpson. So I've been working with Ethereum and Fabric and Corda for a couple of years. Did some performance tests in Ethereum and payments back in 2016. That's old history. So I'll quickly forward to look into this year. So we're primarily working on Corda at the moment, and I've got to do some performance testing, I think in the second quarter, on one of the projects we're doing and actually publish some stats. For that, I'll be using the Emerald benchmark, which we've been kicking around. So that's one prong. That's our sort of personal company goal. And then there's the wider picture, that Emerald code that I'm submitting as a lab, so then we can get that Emerald sort of payments benchmark across the different platforms, hopefully. So that's really what the hell I'm doing here.
Okay. Now Caliper works with Corda too, doesn't it, or not? And we didn't do Ho and Hui, but I think, hi.
Hi, my name is Ho Qing Hui. You can call me Hui. I'm working with Caliper. Caliper is a blockchain performance benchmark framework, which allow user to test several blockchain system with predefined use case. Absolutely, you can use Caliper to test your own blockchain system. Welcome to go to the Caliper project and contributed to it. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. So, hello, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks everyone for this short introduction and welcome to me. So, Nomad, we can go ahead with your agenda.
Well, it was part of the agenda. It's just like I thought you were somebody different, so I apologize.
No worries.
I saw from Vipin that he will he's in transit and will not be here today, so we don't need to wait for him. Anybody else on this? So I somehow have two logins for Linux Foundation. So the N1ZYZ on Rocket Chat is me as well. I'm in there twice, I guess. So I can talk to myself. All right. So next, I missed my second monitor here for my laptop. So housekeeping, there's a new wiki. We're getting moved to Confluence. So I need to check that out and see how it looks compared to what the old one was. And I also still need to go through and add all the recordings and meeting minutes and stuff on the site. So I'll have that action item done by next week. Or you can yell at me. How's that?
Sounds good.
Any other housekeeping kind of stuff that we need to do for the new year?
Where is that link to the wiki, Mark?
It's in the email that he sent out.
It was an email that Tracy sent to me. Let me switch to my other computer and find it. Where did she do that? Yeah, like I said earlier, I had all these intentions of doing this work, and then it was like, oop. Excuse me. So, AJ, we're on the Rocket Chat channel as well. We try to use that versus the chat with it comes with Zoom because we keep it that way. Why does that fight?
Okay. I will take a login there.
All right, come on.
The link you sent about a reminder on our online library, that does not look like Confluence.
No, that's our old stuff. That's been in there.
Okay.
Wiki migration. Copy link location. Performance and scale. There, hey, look, I can operate a computer still. She did not migrate meeting minutes and notes pages yet, but they linked to move the links from the library page to the main PSW page. So I need to go through and look and then figure it all out. I for some reason decided yesterday would be a good day to have a lot of internal meetings. So if people want to look at that later or we can look at it now, it doesn't matter to me.
Did you post the link somewhere, Mark?
I posted it in the Rocket Chat.
Ah, right, cool.
Performance and scale.
Oh, yeah, got it. Thank you.
So I'll give people a minute to look at that. But in general, why don't we just go look at that in a bit? Or do you want to look at it now? Your choice.
I don't mind. We can do it in a bit. We'll follow the agenda, shall we?
Well, it was the agenda, so.
We'll look at it.
It was just to mention that we had it, so. But I'm fine spending time now. Anything major to anybody?
I think once I've opened up the Emerald thing, maybe I will just open up the Emerald thing, leave it as it is. I wanted to put some more instructions, but I think as it is, it'd probably be fine because people can see the code then, and I'm sure I'll get plenty of feedback that way.
Yeah, and I think at this point it's just, you know, she's just sort of migrating stuff over, and it will be up to us to go fill it out. So I'll go off and look at that.
Can anyone edit that, Mark?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hi, Guy.
Yeah, I just did.
Okay, anyone can edit it.
You have to have a Linux Foundation, I think, login. But other than that, I think then you can edit stuff.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it should be a collaborative thing, shouldn't it? And provide. Yeah. I assume that there's some sort of review on it. Is that in your control? Is it all Tracy's?
I don't know. I haven't really poked at it yet. So what did you do, Todd? Put your name first?
No, you got first place. Tracy set you up that way. I just added your company.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's in flux.
Indeed.
And I probably know less about it than you guys do at this point, so. Because they don't really tell us anything. Sort of weird, because of the rules that they like say at the start of a meeting. We're not talking, you know, we have no comment on the IBM thing, because if they do, then they have to put the whole meeting into public record, right? With the rules. So it's like, we're not discussing anything to do with IBM at this call. All right. So shall we move on? People can go back if they have no other comments at this point.
Sounds good.
So I had also, excuse me, I had also seen something on the Fabric list from Rama, request for comments, benchmark suite with performance measurement and analysis toolkit for Fabric. And I replied to that on list, actually on a couple lists. That was yesterday, I believe it came in. One, to see if they knew about Caliper, and two, to see if, you know, they wanted to work with us. I think Rama works for IBM based on the email address. And so they're planning this as part of the test suite for Fabric, I guess. But if people are interested, we can try to get someone from that team to come and talk to us at some point about what they're doing and what their use cases are. I got into it a little bit.
Yeah, I think that'd be really helpful. Plus maybe a demonstration of Caliper.
Sure.
Get somebody to do that, that would be cool.
Did we have no, I guess Victor just did a walkthrough of Caliper, not necessarily a demo, a while back. But we can do their toolkit as well. All right, so yeah, why don't we look at setting that up in the future? I was in particularly, because he mentioned a couple use cases. Now, does anyone else on this call, moving on, I guess, does anyone else on this call have anything to do with the organization called Stack, which is heavily in the financial side? Okay, because...
Not me.
I haven't even heard of it.
Okay. Well, I've worked with them a bit in the past on like high-speed networking, low-latency networking, things like that for Red Hat. But they had reached out to Hyperledger back when I was on my disability about maybe working together because they're starting to get very interested in blockchain. So I had just responded to them yesterday. And, you know, from talks I've had with Brian, it would seem like any liaison with them could be run out of this group. So I just want to give people not even a heads up, but just, you know, hey, we may be doing something with Stack in the future. And I wasn't sure if it was worth reaching out to EEA yet. I've talked to people I know that work there, or not work there, but, you know, belong to that organization. Their performance work is not really even started yet, from what I gather, about, you know, working together with them. So anywhere we can work across the industry. I think we talked a little bit about it last time, right? There were a bunch of other, maybe it was IEEE was starting to gear up. And I know NIST is doing some stuff. So, you know, do we want to get into that at all? As a group? You know, is that something people think would be valuable for us? Or?
I think it's valuable going across communities, because if you're looking at benchmarks, if you're standardizing on benchmarks across the whole blockchain space, then those numbers become more reliable and recognizable. If you know, EEA produce different numbers for what they're doing, or Stack or whatever, these other groups, then it weakens the value of the data you're producing. So that's my thoughts on that, really.
Okay, and it is within our charter to do that. Anyone else, Todd, or anybody else on the call? You know, any opinions they'd like to share or thoughts?
I think it makes sense to work with other groups that have similar goals or interests. So, yeah.
Okay. So while you guys are out there, if you find someone, you know, feel free to refer them this way to the, either just to the group or to me first, if you want. I see Stephen has joined too.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. I actually wanted to get in a little earlier, but had another meeting. My name's Stephen Graves, and I'm the CEO and founder of Certified True. So we have, we're a startup focused on the needs of the legal, insurance, and real estate consortium. And so we're working with Hyperledger Sawtooth and Clive. Clive is a longtime Hyperledger rooter there, and used to be the head of the requirements working group. So we've been working on it. So we have a number of implementations and have been working on multiple configurations, et cetera, to see which tries to, you know, we can exact the best performance out of an enterprise level consortium blockchain network. So that's what I'm here for. And my background in particular, I'm a quasi tech. I used to be the director of global biz ops at CA Technologies, big enterprise software firm. I've been a senior BA in a past life, project management and all that sort of thing. I just got to hang around really good engineers. That was mostly my job. So, looking forward to maybe how I can participate and help out with the performance group, because that's of interest to us. And I think in general, because for the platform itself and for the interoperability, et cetera, but to have an apples to apples comparison is really valuable in being able to determine which configuration is really best for us. And the beauty of many parts of Hyperledger, but especially Sawtooth, of course, for us, is that it's modularity. And so being able to have different configurations and then to be able to test those and have some benchmark.
Well, cool. Welcome.
Thanks.
So yeah, this group, you know, we've put out back in the fall, in October, we put out our metrics document, which is like a low level, you know, here's the core metric kind of things. Mm-hmm. That we think are important for blockchain. You know, when we left the door open, as we come up with other things, we can add them. But at this point, we're trying to, you know, move up to stack a level, if you will, and look at use cases and then go through and say, this is what, you know, we think is going to be important for supply chain, things like that.
Right.
So I guess that gets us into moving on in the agenda to, I'm a little discombobulated today. Sorry, I've been skiing too many days in a row here.
Tough.
I got 18 days in so far this year, so more coming. But before we move on to that, so the Emerald benchmark, where do we stand on that? Is that, that's all in now, right? That's an official lab.
It's an official lab. We made some enhancements to our core platform, and I broke my benchmark, so I had to frantically fix it before Christmas. And so I've done that. I was going to open up the library, then I wanted to put some more instructions, but to be honest, at the moment, I haven't got too much time to do it, so I'm going to open it up anyway, and then at least we can put the link in there and people can start having a look at it. I think that's probably the best thing to do. So I'll do that. I'll do that after this meeting, actually. And then I can put, I think I can submit the link into the lab. That's a question. So we've submitted, the lab's gone into the source repository as a submission, but then does it then need to be accepted after then? I can't remember what the procedure was.
I don't know the procedure. Vipin knows the procedure because he's one of the lab stewards, but I'll go off and find out.
Okay. Or I could just chat to him on Rocket and ask him what the next thing to do. Because I think the labs sit in the repo, don't they? And then they sort of go off somewhere else.
Yeah.
I'll drop Vipin a line.
Well, the labs can graduate to a project, if you will, at some point, they just stay as a lab.
Yeah.
Labs are less formal than the projects. So
got you.
Now, are you a maintainer on it? I'll go back and look and see.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
We need to make you one of the maintainers, I think, just so someone.
Yeah. I can add that repo link then, and then I guess we can move on from there. Really.
Okay.
Hey, Mark, this is Guy. Sorry, I didn't actually announce myself, so have been away for a while.
Oh, hey, Guy. Happy New Year.
Hey, good to hear you guys.
Yeah, good to have you back. I guess it's
more frequent than it has been.
Well, I guess it's a good thing that you're busy, right? And can't make the calls.
Yeah, exactly. Those are good reasons. It just seems like this time slot on Tuesday seems to be the peak of everybody wanting to have a meeting.
Well, we can look at,
for me.
I mean, we had spent a little
Don't
bit of time.
Don't worry about me.
Well, there are other people that can't make this time slot that well. But there was really no overwhelming response to move it. I know Harish is on the West Coast now. So, you know, the call's at 6 a.m. for him. So he doesn't make it that often. I can do another email and see, you know, with the new year, if people want to move the time. I don't know, you know, I think it's late at night over in Asia and afternoon for Mark. So, and that would go for Attila and Imre as well. So,
right. Well, no worries. I just keep trying to join. That's all.
Not a problem. We missed you. All right. So the next item is, you know, our current work, which we have, starting to say before, you know, we've sort of starting to narrow in on supply chain and where we go with that. And there's a, I think it's still unnamed, a new project in Hyperledger that's specific for supply chain. And I need to reach out to them, unless anyone on the call is already working with them. But to find out, you know, and work with them, see if we can get an idea of what the key metrics would be for supply chain. And then go from there. You know, I think we're been doing a good job moving forward with it. But it's better to pull people in. I had seen Fabian from Airbus when I was at Basel. And we'll reach out to him as well, because I know I had talked to him in Montreal. They're doing a supply, you know, something similar to supply chain for airplane kind of thing, tracking parts and things like that, and see what they think is important. So, you know, for that, that is also like a scale kind of issue, is, you know, how many different supplies do you have and how to think scale that way. Because I think supply chain is an area where we can tackle scale as well as performance. How do other people feel? I'm just trying to like jog people's memories here. So if you can jog mine, that's great too. Todd, anything?
No, not particularly. Sorry.
Okay. Did I sum it up well?
Yeah.
So, Mark, has there been any? Has anything been started in terms of notes or document, or has it just been discussion?
It's basically been discussion so far.
Okay.
You know, we're sort of narrowing in, and you know me, I try to make sure we take a step back, and as we focus the talks on a specific thing, every now and then we take a step back and look and make sure, you know, at the whole forest and we're looking at the right tree kind of thing. So, but I think we're getting, you know, close to where we can start doing specific types of things. Supply chain's a really big area. So, now, Stephen, would this have any kind of correlation to work that you're doing, or is that so far different?
Not most of our stuff is not supply chain. Funny enough, Clive actually had worked on a number of supply chain implementations before, but specifically, no. A lot of ours are more applications with either document management or hashing different values and using the ledger as a reference in specific to maybe offline documents. So, I mean, we're working with a couple of different companies in legal e-discovery, for example, in loan processing. So a couple of different applications, actually, but nothing in the supply chain particularly. So.
Okay. Yeah, I just wasn't sure if there was not specifically supply chain, but if there's characteristics, you know, that are similar enough to supply chain where we kill two birds with one stone, if you will.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm just kind of slowly getting in here and I'm reading up on everything. Maybe by next week or so, I'm not a shrinking violet. So I generally will be hopping in where I think, you know, I can add some value, for sure, especially as my team will say, I'm not shy in expressing my opinion. But I want to make sure I'm up to date and clear on where everything, you know, the bases are. And I'd be happy to kind of maybe to add some direction in that. And as far as also what I see, as different use cases, that could be a large umbrella enough so that we can begin testing some of that, that would bring value to, you know, not just our project, but a large scope of them.
Okay, cool.
Hey, Mark. So,
yeah, go ahead, guy.
In past discussions, and I apologize for missing them all, I know early on when we entered the space, I think you had proposed an idea of a bit of a taxonomy of categorizing workloads in terms of were they ownership type or life cycle type of workloads or use cases. And I don't know and then you kind of broke out a taxonomy and sort of created categories of other supply chain, and there's different domains, and then you picked supply chain. Have you gotten to that point, or have you just kind of jumped to supply chain because it's there's such a grand need for it?
I think maybe it was Todd that had suggested that. It sounds too deep for me. But I think, you know, we've sort of been doing that and discussing things. You know, one thing I try to do is make sure we do, like I said, you know, we take that step back occasionally and is this the right thing? You know, but I think, you know, it seems somewhat natural to fall into supply chain. I think there's a lot of work going on in there. You know, especially with a new project, if we can work with that a little bit. And I think there's probably enough, if we do this, then we can apply a lot of that to other use cases going forward, I hope. But, you know.
Yeah, no, makes sense.
Like I, you know, said a couple times now, is I'm always for, you know, taking a step back and looking, and is this the right thing? So anytime people, you know, want to question that or suggest something different, I'm always happy to listen.
No, I'm not questioning. I was just sort of, it was a probing question to kind of get myself up to speed with where we left off.
Yeah, I think a lot of us are sort of at that point where it's trying to remember where we are. So it's been, what, 3 weeks? I think, since our last meeting, and then we had missed a week or two for the global forum and stuff. So we've probably met once in the last month and a half.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Maybe a newbie's preference here, but if you could forgive me, in the testing configurations and how you guys are looking to kind of set your benchmarks, how does that apply to necessarily use case versus as far as like the configuration of nodes to everything from nodes to clients to the consensus protocol, et cetera. I will say more of the other components versus strict use case of it. Because I'm just trying to figure out, because I, again, you know, forgive my ignorance here, How the use case you're measuring on the use case, is it specifically so you can get a configuration and then test variants for that use case, maybe to look for optimal variables for that particular case, or how is that? So because I'm just wanting to understand better.
And other folks that have been involved for a while can hop in here too. But the main thing I think this group is focused on isn't writing benchmarks or running benchmarks. It's more specifying what we think the key things are. But some of that is test configuration, things to look for. I mean, you know, that's where we're trying to work up the stack, and near the top of that will be some of those other things. You know, this is what we need to do to get there. So, but you know, we discuss that a lot while we're going through this. Anyone else? Does that sum it up well?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I guess people in this group are working on different benchmarks, and I guess the key is to find some sort of convergence and standards for those so they can be compared and contrasted. I mean, personally, I think that you can't have one benchmark to say a blockchain is this fast. It has to be contextual inside the use case. That's a personal opinion though. But I think, you know, if you compare, supply chain with derivatives or something like that, they probably have different performance profiles that suit those particular use cases. So there's some commonality, but then there's going to be some specialized things, size of payload and that kind of stuff. So. But I think this group helps bring together the standards, you know, with the first dot we issued, and then looking at those, hopefully that's one thing I was going to ask you actually, Mark. One of the things is, do we kind of have a goal for the year for this group, or where we kind of want to be at the end of the year? Last year, the standards dot came out, which is great. I guess the next level up is where we go from there, really. That's an open question, I guess, to the group.
Yeah, I think we should maybe spend some time on some planning in that sense, or at least discussing it and figuring out what, you know, I think if we start, you know, we probably need, I don't want to say pick up the pace, but, you know, I think we need to do more than just deliver something about supply chain, you know, over the course of the year. So maybe we'll dedicate some time next time to that, and I'll send out some mail earlier so people can think about it. But that's a good point. You know, how do we want to go? I think we've, you know, really covered a lot of ground, but at the same point, you know, it's, do we need to cover more? And I think when we get into the writing, it will slow us down too, based on what we've seen. So
yeah, absolutely. But I think it'd be good to have some sort of thoughts on what people want from this group for the year and how they want it to move forward. Obviously we all have different views on that, but that'd be good to gather those together.
Sure, and I'm happy to discuss some of that now if we want. What do other people think?
I think that'd be a good idea, because I honestly can't remember. Did we decide we wanted to try to do some definitions of benchmarks similar to, you know, spec or TPC?
I think we need to get there at some point.
Okay.
I don't know if, you know, and maybe some of this is working with those kind of groups. You know, maybe that's the stack thing, is work with them and help define. You know, we give the blockchain expertise, they give the network level test kind of thing, or, you know, financial industry framework. You know, maybe we get them to all run Emerald as a good benchmark. But, you know, I think those are some good goals for us to have. Because we sort of, you know, go all over the place at times here. And so maybe... Oh, is that an understatement?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of common to kind of what we're seeing in the just the overall. I mean, it's all over the place, and while it may seem like kind of a simple thing to, well, let's, you know, nail down, all right, we're trying to measure performance, but just getting a measure of what is the good and defining what the good is a bit more. A bit more difficult than you know otherwise would be presumed, I think. And I think for me, that's one of the things that at the first at the top of the list is what is an objective measure of good that, you know, all that we can kind of apply across all of these configurations. You know, I think because you hear on the outside, everybody's, all right, well, there's you know, transactions per second, there's this, there's that. And you see it's so many, such a huge host of effectively made up numbers, most of them, and marketing numbers, I would call them. But, you know, really it's kind of defining some sort of objective metrics that we can, you know, actually test against and then reliably test against and measure, you know, one thing to another is kind of helpful. So that's what I would say is having that objective definition of what that is, of some sort of, whether it's throughput or, you know, in different areas or, you know, is the first thing. And then maybe what can help get us there for different projects.
Yeah, we went through a lot of that. We did the metrics document back in, you know, it took us probably close to a year to get that done because it was trying to, you know, dumb down things enough to say, okay, does this apply to Sawtooth, Bitcoin and Fabric, kind of, you know, or is it, you know, what's a transaction? A lot of time on that, a lot of time on finality. I'm not sure we're done with finality yet, but we just sort of keep it locked in the closet.
Great putting out for parties and special events, that one.
So, I had mentioned we had one call after Basel, and Dan had, excuse me for a second. Sorry. Dan had done a keynote at Basel, Dan Middleton, who participated and, you know, and helped drive a lot of this work. And he spent time, you know, talking about the performance and scale working group. And he asked at the start of his part on it, he asked if I was in the audience, and I was sitting in the way back, and I'm like, hey, I'm back here. But then he talked about finality, or he talked about defining a transaction, and I was waiting for him to talk about finality and how long it took to get to agree on that, because I was going to yell, we're not done yet. But so yes, we've been through a lot of that, and hopefully, you know, with use cases, you know, by specific use cases, we don't need to spend as much time because, you know, we're up a level now from the framework, I hope. I view sort of the metrics document was more for frameworks, and now that we get into use cases, hopefully we're up a level, and you know how you define order closed is the same regardless of the framework underneath. I don't know enough to know that, though.
So is it fair to say, just listening to Stephen articulate his ideas, it had me thinking, are we meaning really at this point to define the quality aspects of the workload as opposed to the performance characteristics that they should meet? I don't know that we want to prescribe those. If there is an industry minimal performance characteristic that goes along with the workload, maybe there is, I don't know. But are we really aiming to define the quality characteristics of a particular workload that define it to be satisfactory for supply chain, for example?
I sort of view it, I don't know if how many people actually went through and read the digital asset holding thing on their performance on trades. And they basically defined, I think it was a trade versus, which is made of multiple transactions. So, you know, they're up a level, but the important thing for them was, you know, how many trades per second or whatever. And maybe a settling time or settle time or something. I forget the specifics. But it was up a level above our paper.
Okay, so that was as a business, in the business context of a trade as opposed to a technical context. Okay.
Yeah. So I think
that's a quality characteristic.
Is it a quality characteristic or is it a industry or a vertical specific performance metric?
Well, that's a good question. Is that the kind of, if that's a level you want to reach across domains, is that what you want to do for each domain is target what's considered a transaction in the business context of each domain?
Right.
You feel like by stepping, I'll say, higher than the platform to the use case, as it were, to have metrics per use case versus the platform, that gives a more sensible, I mean, it certainly does from the business perspective, obviously, because, you know, business doesn't care what platform it is, as long as they're getting their business done, right? And whatever provides faster application, better application for that. But I've noticed, I mean, one of the things that over the last year, a lot of the convergence in some of the technical parts of, some of the major projects, whether it's Sawtooth, whether it's Burroughs, Fabric. I mean, for example, you know, much of them using Burroughs EVM now, a number of pieces for some of the, there's some convergence. And of course, you know, hopefully eventually where there's interoperability across some different Hyperledger projects, that I wonder, you know, when something like that is, you say a quality metric, like, how many trades, I guess that is kind of specific to a particular industry, but it's still componentized in a particular format, right? I mean, you know, it's still, there's some sort of measure of throughput that's kind of a further breakdown of that. I guess the question is the terminology for it, for is more sensible for the business side, maybe to have it in that, okay, well, trades per second versus some measure of throughput per number of equivalent nodes versus clients, you know, et cetera, mix. I mean, we're a consortium blockchain, so that it really confuses the hell out of things. So so don't mind me sometimes. I'm also trying to add in a third dimension when we're doing some of our testing.
Yeah, I guess in my brain, I sort of view this almost not quite a spec benchmark. I mean, you know, if you're familiar with things like spec, you know, there's spec cloud, spec vert, they have a mail server one and things like that, you know, very specific tests. Maybe I just worked with spec too long that's sort of what I'm envisioning. Where, you know, you use different tests with different, you know, testing different types of things. I mean, in essence, they're all still a blockchain, right, underneath. But if we have specific things for specific verticals, then the results become more relevant for that vertical, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, for us, for example, one of the things, and we're fortunate we have at least part-time working with us is Juliet, who's got her PhD in crypto testing effectively, and a number of blockchain algorithms. And so one of the things we have her working on is testing some variant of, okay, well, which, for example, in a consensus algorithm, because we can kind of plug and play that, obviously Tendermint for, you know, we're testing against Tendermint and other things. But in our particular application, understanding, okay, because we have certain level of pre-consensus, et cetera, which one is faster for synchronous systems versus, you know, we're fairly synchronous so that we can use certain things versus other applications maybe need, you know, a much more robust asynchronous type system. Although I would suspect because, you know, much of this tends toward enterprise type applications or B2B that, you know, would tend to be highly synchronous. So that, of course, affects, you know, has a strong output on not needing asynchronous. And so therefore you have, you know, different levels for finality and latency. So, but you know, that kind of magic pyramid of the latency, finality. And it sounds like you guys have gone through a whole lot of that already. So I don't want to stir, kick that hornet's nest back up again, you know, but.
Well, have you, Stephen, have you looked at, the metrics paper we produced?
I'm just getting the chance to go through some of those things. I frankly got a bit of a chance over the holidays because I had 30 seconds to myself to kind of look at that. We're candidly doing a capital raise at the moment, so much of my head I've had to dumb down things as much as possible of late. But I'm trying to go through those documents to get up to speed with you guys. That's kind of where I'm at.
Right. I mean, the reason I asked that is what you were describing, which is what I was wondering as well, is for each supply chain as a business domain for workload, misinterpreted what you were saying, but it sounded like you were implying there might be a minimal characteristics of those low-level metrics like throughput and so forth per workload. Is that what you were implying?
Yes. I mean, we have, you know, we're looking at also, because we're a consortium, we're looking at things like, and I would say we've just got to get, you know, beginning to look at a number of these. You know, what's the optimum number of nodes, of validation nodes versus clients, and trying to test that against a number of different consensus algorithms versus, you know, the messaging and kind of look at the various components of it. And from an academic sense also, you know, try to draw what makes sense of that. And then have some semblance of, okay, well, because our chain may have a number of different applications. Some, you know, it's a smart contracts platform, so there would be presumably some larger contracts, although a number of them would be, you know, smaller size transactions. So we have to account for that versus maybe a more single use type blockchain, you know, that's a strictly private. You know, we have 5 or 10 nodes. It's, you know, very fabric sounding, shall I say, that is, you know, in particular versus you know, what we're looking at, which is, you know, semi-public and versus something that would be completely public, for example, although I don't know of a whole lot of Hyperledger projects that are actually, you know, I hadn't heard of too many that are, you know, completely public. But yeah, I mean, all of those things to us, or at least in the little bit of the testing that we've gotten to do, you know, have vast performance implications. As far as especially not so much, I'll say, in the size of the package, but then the latency and finality, depending on how, you know, we applied that. So.
All right. Yeah. So I just wondered myself, is that a business domain thing, or is that a particular use case requirement, SLA requirement of a given whoever's doing something within supply chain? Does it vary, or can you really prescribe for supply chain that this is a little minimal, you know, here's the target? I'm suspicious that you can say that.
I think you have a good point, because I mean, certain applications are going to have different SLAs, because we're aiming to be a platform across a couple of different industries, and each of those, you know, for example, in insurance may have different ones than legal. A legal application, you know, the finality they may not care, you know, if it takes a while. Whereas even in insurance, they may want it much sooner, or they may not, you know. Even within the insurance industry, there may be a couple of applications. Whereas in a financial transaction, you know, if you're sitting there waiting at ATM of some sort, then you may need near instant finality. I obviously that has a lot of the use case has significant implications as to the promise. I mean, for us, we're simply trying to look at, you know, what in the triangle or you know, a pyramid or whatever of different influences, which of those levers to pull to get some level of optimal, I guess what we would consider optimal throughput, that minimizes both latency and the time to finality, while maximizing the package size.
Okay. So this sounds like a debatable area, Mark.
Yeah, sounds like something maybe we'll chew up for next time, because we are out of time at this point.
Okay.
So thank you, everybody. Stephen, AJ and Raju, glad to have you join. And we'll talk to everyone in a week. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Thanks, folks.